Welcome to Train Hot Dog, the podcast where I talk to myself on a train. Today, we're going to be researching the phenomenon of hoop dreads, which long-haired cats allegedly get if you don't trim their backsides. So let's get right into it. No rider mail this week. Poop dreads. Urban Dictionary, shit dreads. Okay, let's try that. When you take a take a steamy poop and don't wipe, the leftover shit dries on your ass. Hair giving you a nice ring hole, a nice set of dreads, also known as shit dags. I hadn't heard that one. Daniel, dude, did you see the dags that Zag had when he brown-eyed us? Cam, yeah, those shit dreads looked like a funnel web spitter was trod out of his asshole. He really needs to wipe better. Dreadlock truth, dreadlock myths. The page at dreadlockstruth.com says this forum has an app for Android. Click OK to learn more about Tapatalk. I don't think I'll click OK to learn more about Tapatalk. Here are the dreadlock myths. I tried to not make it seem too fact-like. I think I did pretty good. Feel free to suggest changes or additions. It's all yours, slang. On a side note, I'm a fast worker, so feel free to contact me anytime. When people think of dreadlocks, they think of many myths and stereotypes that make dreadlocks seem strange, gross, and just plain stupid. Dreadlock Truth is here to get rid of those myths and rumors and shine some light on the dreading process. 1. Dreadlocks are dirty and filled with scum. This is not true. Well, that's good. It's just have a sentence and then contradict it immediately. That's classy. Dreadlocks will dread and lock better if you keep them clean. If your dreadlocks are dirty, you can should wash them. If you don't, that's just gross, and you probably won't have many friends if you're too lazy to wash dirty hair. 2. The neglect/patience method is the only way to get dreadlocks. This is also false. There are many ways to dreadlock your hair. Dreadlocks can be made with neglect/patience, back combing, twist and rip, wool rubbing, twisting, African hair texture only, and many other ways. 3. The neglect/patience method just leads to severe dandruff, not dreadlocks. This is another lie. Any hairstyle that isn't properly cared for can lead to dandruff. I've seen many healthy, beautiful pictures of neglect/patience dreadlocks. Do you really honestly think Bob Marley or Sadhus took the time to back comb their hair? I really don't know if they did or not. 4. Only black people can have dreadlocks. This is completely false. Anybody with any hair type can have dreadlocks. Just search the word dreadlocks online. And hundreds of pictures of non-black people. Okay, where's the poop? Where's the poop? The only way white people can have dreadlocks is with wax. No. If you are a dreadhead, you are a pot smoker. No. Dreadlocks do kind of work. This is partially true. If you want to get rid of dreadlocks, you need to shave your head. False. Naughty boy and dreadhead HQ know everything there is to know about dreadlocks. Loops are bad and should be cut off. Loops are a natural process of dreadlocks. Okay, here we go. Any type of sticky goo, such as poop, honey, mayonnaise, wax, hair gel, glue, toothpaste, or peanut butter can be used for starting dreads. This is a complete lie. Your hair will just get disgusting. Insert crazy polish plate beaver tail pick here. You will end up sad with a nasty head of nasty hair. Alright, that wasn't very helpful for poop. Yahoo Answers. Oh, here's the good stuff. Do people from Jamaica really use cow poop to dread their hair? Best answer, hell no. They use beeswax. Other answers, prepare for dreadlocks. Dreadlocks are more than just a lifestyle. Rather, a hairstyle. It's a lifestyle. They are more like a process or a journey than a one-day instant thing. Making sure you're prepared for them is the best way to get great-looking dreadlocks fast. Preparing your mind for dreadlocks. Are you ready for dreadlocks? They are a big commitment. They need lots of love and time for maintenance, and they are new. There are things you should know be aware of before you jump into your dreadlocks journey. First things first, you should relax and realize that dreadlocks are more a process or a journey than a one-day do-it-all-at-once thing. It's like school. You've got a little work every day to keep up with it. They have ups and downs. Some days everything is just looking great, and some days are just kind of looking bad. The next thing you should know is that your people will probably see your dreadlocks before they see you. Yep, just like judging a book by its cover. This is just part of having dreadlocks. You will have to learn to use your super cool personality to win them over. Next, dreadlocks are usually not something people see every day. They will have lots of sometimes really silly questions, so you need to be prepared for this. So they will ask if you wash them or you put in them, and usually this is the most surprising one because most people think about toothpaste, poop, and peanut butter. You will get better. Okay, this guy just pasted like a bunch of dreadlock facts to this guy's one answer. Your apprentice writes, no, that is ridiculous. Most Jamaicans. Most Jamaicans don't have dreads anyway, so stop dumbass and get it right. They have cows in Jamaica. Why do you use cow poop? Snopes.com, dreadlocks. Oh, this is a message board. Snopes.com. Just recently, my fiance's cow worker told him a rather unbelievable fact about dreadlocks. When he came home and griped me about it, I realized it wasn't the first bit of dubious information he got on the subject. Still, I'm not sure. Okay, you can't brush dreadlocks because they are basically tangled hair. This sounds plausible to me, but I still have to wonder how one keeps the dreadlocks from assimilating each other. Less reasonable sounding factoid, you can't brush or wash dreadlocks. Very UL-ish sounding factoid, since you can't wash dreadlocks, they become full of bugs. Somehow, the person who told me about this one failed to add the classic coda about, and the bugs ate his or her brain. Downright insulting and unlikely factoid, you have to apply fecal matter to get your hair to your hair to get dreadlocks started. Paging Dreddychar. Dreddychar, please report to the thread. This may be bordering on foaf territory, but I dreaded a friend's hair and he washed it. He used this special glue-type stuff to actually get the hair to stay together as I ratted it. But then he used something like this to wash it. Okay, this is a link that I'm clicking on. Naughty Boy. Naughty Boy Dreadlock Shampoos. I imagine you have to be careful with it at first, but it's washable. That said, there are some people who don't wash their hair at all, and they say it works out fine for them. There was a specific page I read that was linked to an LJ community I visit sometimes, but I can't find it anymore. I googled for stuffs, but not the page I was looking for. Their theory is that overwashing stimulates the oil so your hair gets greasy. So if you stop washing, your scalp will self-regulate, I guess. Also, foafy, but a friend of mine did this while he went to wilderness school. He said it was gross for the first week or two, and then it was really soft, shrug. Here's Dreddy. Oh no, it's not Dreddy Char. It's Paisley Claws. Maybe this Paisley Claws used to start Dreddy Char. It used to be named Dreddy Char. Wait, this is really long. I'm gonna hit back instead. Do they use mirror for dreadlocks? Answers.com. The Shivaites in India used to make dreadlocks with manure. This is like. None of this is about cats. Cat poop dreads. On Tumblr, tagged poop dreads. I got really, really upset earlier because a stupid person posting like one of the most insulting things ever told me in my existence hurt and junk. So I ended up doing that backcombing dread method just to do something, and one of my dreads actually came out pretty beautiful. One looks like poo, but decent, and the back one looks like shit. One looks like poo and one looks like shit. That sounds great. Not face. I really like Teen Wolf. Poop selfie. Poop dreads on cats. Cat poop hair. Used to refer to the horrible dreadlocks of white college kids. See also Trustafarian. Check out that guy with the cat poop hair. Yeah, I bet you that Trustafarian goes to Colorado College. Seven words related to cat poop hair. Trustafarian, cat poop, college, dreadlocks hair, hippie, fish. What to do with a cat with dreadlocks? Yahoo Answers. I know this is weird. I picked up my long-haired cat the other day, and he looked completely normal, but there are It's very easy to feel parts of his hair clump together, like big circular clumps. It's mostly on the top of his coat. The sides are normal. Even parts on top next to the dreadlock-like stuff are normal. But they don't look like human dreadlocks, but they don't feel like what I imagined they would feel like. But they feel like what I imagined they would feel like. I live with my family, and I probably didn't pick a cat for a couple of days, so it's not like they could have formed overnight. It has been a couple of days, and they haven't gone away. I have another cat with short hair, and my cats are normally really clean. This cat hasn't ever had this problem before. I think my mom just tried brushing them. So, any ideas of what happened or what I can do about it? If your cat is older or portly, it might be harder for him to groom himself well, and grooming is what keeps the loose hair that has been sitting out of his coat. Loose hair gets caught up in the coat and mingles with the cat's body oils and normal dirt, and it gets all packed up. This is the biggest reason for mats. Daily combing and brushing helps take out the loose hair and dirt and keeps mats to a minimum. Anything a cat that has one, okay, once kitties get mats, it's hard to remove them. Mats are very large, close to the skin. A typical grooming visit to a good groomer includes a nail trim. I have a Persian cat who gets groomed regularly, yada yada yada. Cats don't need baths all the time. My cat loves being groomed. Dreadlock truth, the funniest or stupid questions about dreads. What is humane? I cut one of my dreadlocks off tonight, and this is what was inside. That is incredible. I'm sad I looked at that picture. Having seen what was inside that one, I'm not sure how you can live with the idea that there are additional identical ones still attached to your head. A photographer friend is coming over Sunday to take pictures, so I want to keep them till then, but I cannot fucking wait to get these off my head. Fabric softener, it's conditioner on steroids. Pretty sure that's only for plastic doll hair. So who's correct? I have this bigger hair than you, lol. The dirt in your heads is actually just some trapped body grease and a lot of dust from your home. Mine looked the same for inside. I had mine for 6 years, from early 18 to late 23-year-old. They reached my ass in length. And I had long hair for 5 years before that. The fear of not knowing how I would look with a normal short haircut made it really hard to squeeze the scissors. I'm a boy. From what I've read, you're a girl. Are you sure you'll look all right in short hair? Because combing them out won't work. I sat with a fork for 1 hour on one dread, which I had already cut in half. Anyways, I regretted it in the beginning, but it didn't take long before I got used to the short hair. I miss them from time to time, like when at rock concerts, etc., but as a single man, dreads isn't really helping get you laid, but I would definitely hit on a girl with dreads. Just some trapped body grease and some dust from your home. Yeah, that's the gross part. We knew it wasn't Parmesan cheese. It might smell a bit like it, though. I can see people's faces getting blown off or autopsies, but dude, Parmesan cheese, ooh. Okay. White people with dreads look Julia Lukai on Twitter. Cats, but, well, looks like that tweet was deleted. My cat has poo dreads. Okay, here we go. Now we're talking. October 2004, drowned in sound. My cat has, Dub from Above writes, my cat has poo dreads. What's the best way to deal with this? I put him outside for the time being, in the faint hope that they might dry. But I feel bad for the little fella. He just sat there looking through the patio doors forlornly. Bamos writes, question mark. The guy with no username writes, what Bamos said. Poo dreads, Dub from Above writes, poo dreads, he has long fluffy hair, he's done a poo, the rest works itself out. Old Rich says, he means he has shit in the fur around his arse. Vamos says, I'd leave it outside, hopefully it'll bugger off and live with someone else eventually. Raz says, rim it. Chunty says, I used to have a long-haired hamster who often sported nice poo jewelry, I used to cut it off. Cat poo is a whole other story, though. He'll end up licking them off himself, and then maybe come and lick your face if you're lucky. I've seen a cat with this before, says Star-Shaped. He even had twigs and stuff mingled in with the poo. Shave the cat. Well, at least it's ass. Writer Hatfood says, I thought you meant fear of pooing. I get this. I get poo dread sometimes, too. How do I defat stinky butt my cat? Cat's kitty weight loss cat food. My cat is fat, lazy, and does not groom nearly as much as he should. How do I remedy this? Says Nate, my dad adopted a one-year-old thin, long-haired calico cutie. I'm not sure exactly how her first year was, but we do know that basically some poo-head people moved an abandoned pregnant Miss Cutie in their apartment. The landlord took her to the Humane Society, and now she is our baby. And yes, she is currently spayed. This is just, like, general cat stuff. Here we go. Kitty has a stinky, stinky butt and badly kept fur. We get that having so much fur is hard to clean all by herself, so she gets the gland cut. This helps lots and lots, but she still does not groom very much herself. I think the weight... I'm just thinking about poo dread. I think the weight problem may be a contributing factor, so we can wait around until she does lose some weight. But as it is, she does not groom very much. I think it may be because she has never really learned, because she has always been like this. I try to brush her, but it's not her favorite thing in the world. Usually I just wait till she's sleeping. I just wake her up and start brushing her, and she's cool with it. Otherwise, she'll just leave. I don't think she can reach her butt, so she can't clean it. As her hair grows, poop gets caked in her fur around her butt. It gets matted and stays there until her next haircut. Is there a way to get it out? If I distract her with treats, she will tolerate me taking a damp cloth to her butt. She's generally super passive and quite timid and has never scratched or bitten anybody. And if she really doesn't like something, she will run anyway and is okay with you once you stop the offending action. Dreads are gross and look like cat poop. It's the moment a cat owner dreads, being jolted awake in the middle of the night by that awful sound of retching. Yeah. 8 reasons cats pee outside the litter box. A matted mane, coon cat, cats with mats, / dreads, natural dreadlocks, open litter, white people with dreadlocks. Oh, man. Books, a WordPress site. It's a cat world, you just live in it. Cat food, normal problems. Frightening facts about white... Oh, this is a nice BuzzFeed article about white people with dreads. Wow. Yeah, it's got 2 million views. It's just a guy complaining about white people with dreads. Trixie Comics Honky Dreads. Chinese Democracy, White Men with Dreads. Okay, this comic says... Oh, man. Oh, here, it's loaded finally. The House of the Sausage Banner. Yard flags are still pretty popular in my town. Usually they're cutesy or team logos or holidays, but one house flies a handmade sausage banner. I'd like to see more like that, such as warnings. Lady time, or more reflective of my neighborhood, meth. Honky dreads. Old used condom in the driveway, unloved by anybody, regardless of this brief moment of glory and the moment it performed well. Pooping like a cat. That's a Tumblr tag. Okay, I'll look at that. Okay, here's a photo of some cat. Go. Age is easy to get to know me. Age 30, biggest fear, end up alone in Heights a little bit. Current time, 2:29 p.m. Drink you last had, sweet iced tea. this. I'm Brazilian. I dated a guy in line for 2 years, and finally, he lied about everything about his life, including his name. I don't know his middle name. I don't call people. I'm not getting info. Why am I reading this? It's not related to cats. Okay. Do long hair cats get? What is Humane? National Cat Groomers Institute of America. This is the second time this has come up. I'm a cat groomer. I groom cats for a living. That means I actually charge for the service and make money at it. In doing so, I make life better for kitties and their owners. I'm also an advocate for cats. I do not like the fact that many of them are living lives severely matted, cultures of the skin, and breath of the fleas covered in ways which are generally dirty, greasy, and smelly. I would hate to live that way myself. Cats are narcissistic creatures. They like to look good. They like to feel good. They were made to look and feel good. Cats have skin and coat, which requires regular cleaning in order to maintain optimum health and condition. I can pretty much bet that not a single cat on the planet would like to choose to be mad at the skin investor or have a dried excrement sucked through the time quarters to offer the choice. Alright. What is this guy arguing? Like, this... The article started out like with this guy talking like he had a controversial opinion about something. What to do with a cat with dreadlocks? How to be fat and stinky about my cat? How do you clean poop out of a long hair cat's fur? I never had a long hair cat before. We just picked up two that we rescued and brought one home. One of them pooped in her fur. I tried to get as much out of the toilet paper than a wet rag, but I couldn't get it all. She's getting pretty upset. To be honest, if you get the most of the chunks and blot the dampness as much as you can, let her clean the rest of herself. Grooming is a self-soothing activity. And she doesn't know you. You cleaning her will stress her out. Exception would be if you know or suspect she has a poop-borne illness and want to prevent the other cat from potential contamination. Make sure the room you can find her in is warm and change her bedding. This is just good advice. Long-haired cat issue. Yelp. Fur clumps on Maine Coon, thecatsite.com. A new kitten owner needs training advice with scratching and biting. A matted Maine Coon cat. Cats with mats. Poos and purr. Pooches and purrs pet salon, Tinley Park, Illinois. Why does my dog's haircut cost more than mine? Top 10 reasons. 10. Your hairdresser will wash and clean your rear end and then follow up with sanitary trim. 9. You don't go 6 to 8 weeks without brushing your hair and rolling the yard in the meantime. 8. Your hairdresser doesn't clean your ears and eyes. 7. Your haircut doesn't include a mani-pedi. 6. You sit still for your hairdresser. 5. Your hairdresser only washes and cuts the hair on your head, not your entire body. 4. You don't bite or scratch your hairdresser. 3. Your hairdresser doesn't give you a bath. 2. Your hairdresser doesn't offer to brush your teeth, express your anal glands, or pluck your hair from your ears, or remove parasites. And the number of reasons why your dog's haircut is more than yours, you don't poop your pee or pee on your hairdresser, at least we hope not. Why do cats need grooming? If you answered yes to any of the above, but you didn't read, because they're boring, cats mat, it's a fact. Whether long hair or short hair, if you're better than I say, they get matted over time. Alright, give me another good top 10 list to close this out. We're about to arrive at the place. Grooming is not torture, although I may act like it sometimes. It's up to you to make sure I'm groomed regularly, whether I like it or not. If you don't like going to the dentist, but you go anyway, right? Where's the hilarious... Thank you. get all these full-time groomers. They're grooming. I can just see them grooming. Prices will vary based on the dog's actual size, coat conditions, and temper. While grooming, prices are not completely set until all services are completed. Alright, I need a top 10 list to close this out. Top 10 cat poop dreads. Alright, come on, give me a top 10. Give me a top 10 list. Top 10 of any amount of 25 animals who did not know existed. Good enough. Alright, I'm stiffing. Oh, man, it starts at number 1. Fuck that. Alright. Purple frog, pig nose. It can be found in the western Ghats in India. The names for this are species of purple frog, pig nose frog, or donut frog. It was discovered in October 2003 and found to be unique in for its geographic region. This cry sounds a lot more like one from a chicken. Leaping lesbian lizard. Officially named Cnemnidiphorus uniparens. The American desert lizards reproduce despite the fact they are all female. Yellow-eyed penguin. They've got just dreamy eyes. You can be lost in them for days. The tarsier. Although the group was once more widespread, all the species living today are found on the islands of Southeast Asia. Tarsiers have enormous eyes and long feet. Sucker-footed bat. Star-nosed mole. Its nose is a star. Star-nosed mole is a small mole found in the wet, low areas of eastern Canada and northeastern United States, with records extending along the Atlantic coast as far as extreme southeastern Georgia. It is the only member of the tribe. I don't want to read that. Star-nosed moles are easily identified by the 11 pairs of pink fleshy appendages in their snout, which are used as a touch organ with more than 25,000 minute sensory receptors, known as Eimer's organs, with which this hamster-sized mole feels its way around. Solenodon. The strange solenodon is a mammal found primarily in Cuba and Hispaniola. Sure, it looks cute and manageable enough, like sort of like an oversized hedgehog. Too bad this solenodon injects rattlesnake-like venom through its teeth, the only mammal to do so. Easily annoyed, this solenodon bites the tip of a banana leaf. Still, being both a carrion feeder and an insectivore is a vital species of the ecosystem. It was thought to be extinct until science has found a few still alive in 2003. It is in grave danger of extinction. Oh, sea cucumber. That's creepy as fuck. The red panda. The red panda is a small arboreal mammal native to the eastern Himalayas and southwest of China. Proboscis monkey. Oh man, look at this proboscis. That's pretty good. Okay, I gotta go. I'll talk to you next week.